so funny.
And welcome back to another episode of Underdog Podcast. Now, we have another war. Another war. The whole fucking world seems to be breaking out into war. But we have to understand and make sure we realize and recognize that war is business. For those that don't know, war is business. And as always, somebody is profiting off of this war. Now, you can go back in time to, let's say, World War II, where Prescott Bush, well, funded both sides of the war. People were making money. You can go to Vietnam. How come after Vietnam, all of a sudden Nike pops up? And that's where a lot of shoes are made in southeast part of Asia, in Vietnam, Myanmar, Burma, type of area. Things like that. You can go into the 90s with the petrodollar and protecting the oil fields in Saudi Arabia. You can go into the poppy seed fields, opium and stuff, in Afghanistan. Like, war is business. War is business. Nothing is new. The thing is, people on the ground that are personally involved, that have nothing to do with those corporations and governments and people behind the scenes that are manipulating events. Well, the people on the ground, the people that are just living their regular day lives, they get caught in it. Some are, you know, collateral damage, bystanders. Some get caught in the whole, well, holy war and the religion. Well, you have Israel and Palestine, or Hamas, rather. So you got the Jewish and the Muslims. Now, it seems to me when this type of conflict happens, and things have been going on over there for, well, a long ass time, and I don't know all the details, and I'm not going to try to be I was going to be opinionated, but I don't want to get too much into it because I don't know everything in the long-standing history of it all. But I'm trying to look at it objectively and from the bigger picture of it, because it seems to be that the Western culture, right, it seems that they're always in favor of Israel. Oh, we got to support Israel. Oh, we got to Israel, Mecca, shit like that. Meanwhile, Islam is like, hey, this is a holy site for us. Which is interesting because these are all Abrahamic religions, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, all it takes is slight deviation from a certain ideology, and bam, you have a whole new secular or religious doctrine, or whatever the case you want to call it. I seen a report as I was scrolling through X, even though some might call it political satire or whatever. Do your research, as always. But as I was scrolling through Twitter, I seen, you know, pictures and stuff like that of stock increases, stock numbers going up in, well, defense corporations, Lockheed Martin, Global Dynamics. But of course, because war is business. Somebody has to supply those fucking weapons, right? The ammunition got to come from somewhere. So why would they not make money? If they have a business model and they have customers. Then again, those industries, or that industry and those corporations, would not exist without conflict. So it's in their best interest, along with other governments and other entities around the world, that there is some type of conflict at all times. We have to find a way to communicate our differences without violence. obviously, we're nowhere near that type of evolution yet as far as the species goes. But it's also not to the individual's fault within them. I mean, well, it is. It is the individual's fault. It is the individual's fault. Because at the end of the day, free will exists. We are all conscious beings. We all can make our own choices. But when you get hyped up on emotions, and when we're talking about religious practices and following religious doctrine, people don't want to admit it, but it's a lot of emotions. It's a lot of emotions. Actually, majority of it is emotion, because when you think about a lot of things logically, especially when you think about or when you're talking about religion, it's hard to look at religion from a logical perspective. That's just the facts. It is what it is. But what gets me is how these things break out and people don't see it by now. All the money that is being made behind the scenes. Not thousands, not millions, billions of dollars. Billions. To be honest with you, I'm afraid to even think of it, but I know trillions is probably the more real number. To see protests in the streets of Chicago from those Palestinians and those supporting Palestine, I get why they do that. Although I question what does protesting do in the streets of Chicago here in America, but you know, at the end of the day, you can say the foundation of protesting is really just trying to bring awareness to a situation. Well, awareness to a situation from the perspective in which you perceive things. But the fact that this is going on, the fact that you have the war in Ukraine with Russia, some entities, some corporations are banking right now. banking. The banks are banking. And it's fucked up because people are dying, right? People are being kidnapped. People are being fucking tortured. Women, children, men, doesn't matter. People's lives are being destroyed and affected. Families are being split and torn apart. And people are making fucking money. And then we'll say, oh, well, it's humans. We always want to be at war and stuff. No, we allow ourselves to be manipulated through our emotions. And we allow ourselves to be ruled and governed and guided by people that do not have our best interests in mind, whether they be human or non-human. At this point, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. Because the end game is the same. It's selfishness. It's egotistical. It's narcissistic. It lacks empathy. Hell, it has no empathy. No sympathy. Correct? They're not sympathizing with anything. These entities behind the scene, these people are pushing their narratives to collect money, to collect resources, to live the lives that they want to live in this reality. But just take a side step from that. Let's just ask ourselves, how can this be orchestrated or manipulated from behind the scenes? Well, where does Hamas get all these weapons from? Are these the same weapons that are left in Afghanistan? And other places in the Middle East? Are they getting help from the Iranians? Who funds these so-called terrorists? How do people who seem to have not that much of means as far as material wealth end up with all this type of equipment? This armory. These tanks. Fucking rockets. Do you have a rocket? I don't have a rocket. I don't even know how to get a rocket. How do they get a rocket? Shit. Can I have a rocket? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of fucking questions that don't get answered that the mainstream media just fucking, I don't know, turns a blind eye to. I think I was watching a TikTok. I want to give a shout out. I think it's MVP Whistleblower on TikTok. Just put up posted a video of the CNN reporter, and it just looked like a fucking Hollywood movie show, like movie. Like, It's like a TV show. The reporter's laying there on the ground. So I'm like, oh, we just got hit with an airstrike. And I'm just like, what? I start laughing. I'm like, wait, there's no way they're passing this off as real. Not to say that things aren't going on over there. But obviously you can't trust the media because the media is part of the war machine. People have to understand that. Propaganda is military tactics. Media, film, TV, part of military tactics. It's funny because they teach us that in the military. Psychological warfare, psychological operations. Hell, there's a psychological operations division of the army. You thought it was just CIA having their own fucking thing? No, everyone involved in intelligence, human intelligence. Oh, I forget the other names of intelligence and whatnot too, but man, just go into the history of military intelligence in America. And speaking of intelligence, you telling me, right? Mossad, one of the so-called reputable intelligence agencies in the world. At least that's what they try to tell me when they throw on these movies and shit and Gal Gadot is running around or whatever, whoever's in it. You're telling me that Mossad didn't know that Hamas was going to do an attack? That it was just a complete surprise? You telling me, where the fuck is the military at the border? Where's the military at the border? And you think I'm crazy or I'm stupid to ask these questions, but in a time like this, you have to fucking question everything. Because as I'm watching the videos on X and I'm looking at the different clips and stuff, my first thought was, wait a minute. This is war. Why am I just seeing rockets being launched and things like that? Why am I not seeing the actual battle or someone firing back? I thought I was going to see shit going on at the border. I just see Hamas, terrorist soldiers, where you want to call them, with rockets and weapons and tanks tearing down the fence. Well, where's the Israeli military? Right. There's a lot of fucking questions. There's a lot of questions. And then they're kidnapping complete civilians. Why? Why kidnap civilians? And you can say it's barbaric. Okay, I'll give you that. But if you are trying to invade another area or take over another area and stuff, and you want to take the women and children, to what end? And if it's just the pleasure of themselves, okay, but that also deviates from your main objective, which is to take over the fucking land, is it not? So all these questions come up, and all we get are more fucking questions and little to no answers. Now, who am I? Just a person sitting in America watching this? Well, exactly. Because I know that this affects everybody. This affects everybody around the world. Us in this modern world, in this monetary system. Because, watch how money starts shifting around and shit. Right? Watch how things go up and down. Not just stocks and corporations. Watch how resources start going up and down and things. Watch how it's a domino. Because everything's connected. Don't get it twisted. Everything is fucking connected. And as all this goes on, pay attention over the next few months as it seems to be events keep escalating and going faster and faster, and we're hopping from one fucking thing to another thing because America's time is coming. We already see them flooding the fucking borders. Surprise, surprise, they've been doing that for years. There's no shock to this. They've been flooding the borders and they've been flooding these major cities. So if you're going to take a vacation to some of these major cities or check them out, probably now's the time to do it because some of these motherfuckers going away. Well, they're going away as the way you see it now. Because really it's all done by design, because if I wanted to, I don't know, do a reset and restructure some things, well, I would need to tear down some things. But I can't just tear down things. Because, well, the people there will be mad at it. Well, how will people get over it? Well, if they think an enemy is coming to destroy them or destroy their city, or if an enemy does destroy their city or something like that happens, well, guess what? Somebody has to come in and fix it, or save it. What did David Icke tell us? Problem, reaction, solution? It's the same fucking formula, man. Over and over and over and over. But most people are slow. It is what it is. Most people are slow. Because they get caught up in emotions and they don't think with their brains. And you know what? There's no excuses anymore for that, man. Majority of us have access to the internet. Majority of us can hop online through our fucking phone in our hand and research this information and come up with our own thoughts. We don't need to pay attention. We don't need to listen to podcasts. We don't need to listen to any fucking body. But just sit there and think and read the information. Just think about the shit for yourself and be like, hey, something's not right about all this. A lot of these events do not look natural in the sense of organic from the ground up. If you think about this, how these wars are happening, do you really think it's just people on the ground that are being mad at each other and it kind of builds its way up and the governments get involved or things like that? Or do you think it's starting out with governments? Do you think it's starting out with the corporations? So when you think of that top-down mindset, do you think wars are starting from people at the top or people at the bottom? Obviously, it's not the people at the bottom, because people at the bottom don't have money for tanks. People at the bottom, and as I say, top and bottom do not get it twisted. It's not a downgrade. It's just how people are perceiving things, and maybe how we have been led to believe that this society works in a hierarchical sense. That's a fucking problem too. But think about it. If us regular people are going to go to war, where are we going to get the weapons at? What? It's one thing everybody buys their own personal gun. Like I said, it's another thing, where the fuck you get a rocket from? Motherfuckers got RPGs. Where you get RPG from? Where you get I would just be going from Camp Bastion to Bagram, back and forth, and flying over in a small little plane and looking down, I'm like, oh, I see a lot of rock huts and small little structures and stuff and mountains and everything. You telling me these people somehow got their hands on an RPG? You telling me people somehow got their hands on a tank? If you see me riding down a tank or riding down in a fucking tank in Orlando or some shit like that, should you not question, where did this man get a fucking tank from? Because that should be everyone's first thought. Hey, where'd they get a tank from? Far as we know, only governments have tanks. Do you know where to buy a tank at? Can you buy a tank on the dark web? You can buy a human being. You can sell your organs. You can buy an organ. You can buy a child on the dark web. Can you buy a tank? Can I buy an RPG? You get what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things that are going on that has nothing to do with the regular fucking person, the regular individual, yet we're all caught up in this shit. And we can't just be like, oh, well, these people are mad at these people, or these people are, no. We got to look at the root cause of all this. And we have to see that we're being played by the puppet fucking master. And they're doing a fantastic job at it. To be honest with you, I kind of respect it. I'm not that type of person, but objectively speaking, I can respect it. Because if you're going to do some shit like this in a nefarious, devious manner, well, you're doing a good job and you're getting away with it. I mean, you just got to be honest with you. They're doing a good job and they're getting away with it. If Israel wanted to kind of restructure itself, well, this is how you do it. And if the allies and the Western world want to help out, well, this is how you do it. And then you can play the other side too. Hey, y'all want some of this land, or y'all want to move in, y'all want some of the Mecca and the Holy Land, whatever, hey, we'll do this for you. So much is going on. And the more things happen, it seems like more people just decide not to pay attention. It's almost like people don't believe the media anymore, but people also don't want to, well, look up information for themselves and dig a little bit deeper. And I get it, because it's time consuming. I mean, 15 minutes out your day, it's time consuming. It doesn't take much to look up something on the internet. It doesn't take much. It's funny because I obviously create content that I put up on the internet, but I really don't spend that much time actually on the internet. And if I do, obviously I'm scrolling and stuff and I'm looking for content and things to talk about and commentate and have opinion on, and I'm doing my research, trying to figure out what's going on in the world and stuff like that. It don't take that long. But a lot of us don't have the same skill set when it comes to processing information and then processing information in a timely manner. Because that's what it is, a skill set. It's something I've worked on my whole life because I've always just been on the internet searching for information. Because I've always got questions and no one around me has fucking answers. So I'm like, all right, cool. No worries. I'll find the shit out myself. And it's better when you find things out for yourself because now you can formulate your own opinion without someone trying to tell you what to think. So I get why people are turned off from the media, because obviously the media keeps trying to tell us what to think with their little fake stories and images and what's going on. But people have to do their due diligence because we keep allowing these people to try to manipulate the narrative, thus trying to manipulate outcomes. Because problem, reaction, solution. It's that reaction part where the emotions lies at, and that's where we get manipulated at. But we see through the bullshit and take our emotions out of it and try to use more of our logical brain, we can understand what's going on. These wars are being orchestrated. They're being manipulated. The puppet master is at play, and they're doing a fucking good job at it, man. Hey, pay attention, like always. So until next time.
Everybody, so funny. Everybody, so funny.
Welcome home, boy. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
Talking shit today.